Yesterday in the programme, we spoke with clinical professor at Trinity College Dublin, Anne-Marie O'Dwyer, about her book, The Cancer Guide. She spoke at Killarney Library yesterday at around about 6:30 about the journey faced by many families, the different things that crop up, the issues, the psychology of it all, and how to try and navigate the difficulties, the trials, and the mental anguish of a cancer diagnosis and its treatment. Well, my next guest has been down that road and was listening to the interview and contacted us on the programme to talk about an issue that came up for him and his family. Erwin Kingston, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, and thanks for joining us in the programme this morning, Erwin. Now, we know you lost your wife, Aoife, in 2023 to cancer, diagnosed in February, lost her battle with it in October of that year. But the interview yesterday triggered for you something you feel that people should know. It's on a practical thing, but a very important thing for many families who are facing difficult times dealing with cancer.
Yes, Jerry. My wife's dying wish really was to have one last family holiday in Portugal. So she was in palliative care, and the lovely lady, even dropping the cup of tea, knew about Aoife going to Portugal. It really was very much in her focus. So look, I suppose we wanted to do everything we could in order for Aoife to get there. The consultants, the doctors, the nurses, the whole lot, they were all very, very well aware of her wish. Closer to the time, I suppose we realised how sick Aoife was getting. But that didn't stop her from wanting to go to Portugal and having that family holiday. We got married out there. We've holidayed there for years since, and we've had a lot of happy memories there. And Aoife did want one last run to Portugal. So just prior to leaving for Portugal, I said I would just clarify my health insurance. So I rang Leah. We have the Flex 250 Explorer is what we have, which is very good health cover. I think it's in the region, if memory serves me right, I think it was €3,700 was the cost of it for the family. Very, very adequate cover, I would have thought. Okay. So when I look
and at... And that's important, because obviously, you know, it's a wish at someone's end of life stage or on the journey towards it. But there are serious concerns about what happens if something takes a turn for the worse while you're abroad.
Yes, Jerry, the last thing I wanted was to have a regret. You know, Aoife's wish was to go to Portugal. And don't get me wrong, I did know that there was a risk, and there were risks involved in Aoife going. But I was very much willing to take that risk on board in order to fulfill a wish. And we did it. We fulfilled it. And thankfully, we got home. Actually, the day we came back, she was admitted to palliative care just after landing. But the real crux of it was prior to departure, Jerry, with my health insurance. I felt I had international travel insurance and I had European travel insurance. And I also had health cover with Leah. Now, the real thing where I thought I was covered, and I know travel insurance, I wouldn't have as much trust in it, but I really thought I could trust Leah. So I rang Leah just before leaving for Portugal, and I rang this very, very nice girl that I got through to, and I said, look, I'm just looking to clarify the cover that I have. So I said, she's a stage 4 cancer patient. She's been given the go-ahead to go by her team, her medical team. I just want to know where we stand with our health insurance. Oh, God, she said, I'm looking at your policy here. And she said, you're fully covered. Now, on my policy, it says I have got up to $2 million towards cost of medical evacuation. That was the one that was most essential to me. The medical evacuation if we were to leave the country. I knew that if Aoife got sick, it would be very serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the main one that I really was looking for. It was very significant to me. Okay. $2 million was what I had in costs. I had $100,000 per episode of illness or injury. Okay. full cover in the EU. It's what's on the policy. But then in the small print, there is subject to prior approval. All right?
Yeah.
Full cover for treatment in another country within the EU or UK to the amount payable in Ireland. And again, in the small print, was subject to prior approval. Now, I didn't actually read this, and a lot of people don't.
They don't, okay? No, of course not. No.
And this is what I'm looking to highlight. She actually told me I was covered.
Yeah.
Right up until I said, okay, I'd like that in writing, please, on an email. And she said, okay, let me just put you on hold. So she put me on hold. And she was a really, really nice girl. I was no way aggressive now or anything like that.
Sure.
You know,
sure,
I was very, very nice, you know. She actually came back and she said, actually, Arwen, you're not covered. Because she's a stage four cancer patient. And I said, my God, I don't know the statistics here, but I said it would be quite high, the amount of people with stage four cancer who are in remission. They have the cancer removed from their body, you know, and they get to enjoy life to its full, but they do not have the peace of mind to travel abroad to Europe. I know that America is a different scenario, okay?
Yeah.
I understand that. But really, the subject to prior approval, that was the real clench in the deal. So she actually got so upset on the phone. She had to hang up for me. When I actually explained to her, I said, you mean to tell me that somebody who actually realizes how precious life is, and some of them have a shorter time than most, and they could not go away with peace of mind, although they've got the necessary cover. And €3,700 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Taken out of an annual wage, an annual household.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, it's just down to that, you're covered, but we'll tell you when something happens whether you're not. You are or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that the problem with all levels of modern insurance at the moment with regards to...
It is a very big issue.
It tends to be a moving target when it comes to when something really does happen in how much insurance you have and how much cover you have. Like, in fairness to Leah, I suppose, and other insurance companies are probably the same, I'd imagine, when it comes to this. It's a moving target in terms of...
A lot of other people with stage four cancer do suffer. But, I mean, there's one person I know, she's gone back into the workplace, rearing her family. You know, she never knew about this. I spoke to many people about this, Jerry, and they were not aware. They said it never even crossed their mind. They just looked at the details of, well, okay, look at my cover, 2 million evacuation, 100,000 per episode. You know, so like if you're out for 2 weeks and you got sick and they say you went back in again the next time, your 100,000 would restart again. This is what you would read off your policy.
Yeah.
Except
for that line, subject to approval. When it comes down to the specific details of each individual person.
100%. Very, very few people would question that term, subject to approval.
Yeah, yeah. Erwin, we want to make people aware, because it's the most natural thing in the world. And we talked yesterday with Amrea O'Dwyer about, you know, dealing with cancer diagnosis and people's psychological journey, the impact on family and friends. And one of those major things people would understand is, if it's possible, given the health of the person or the stage they're at in the particular, let's say, stage four cancer journey, that they would want to go to a favourite place or one last trip or have that wish before anything else happened. So it's very important.
Well, 100%. I'm paying health insurance for 28 years. Okay? That's how long I'm paying health insurance. So we've never used it until last year. They have had the benefit of our money for such a length of time. But then when it comes down to the crux of it, and I think your description there, it becomes a moving target.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's very important that people realize this. Now, I did think long and hard about bringing this to the forefront, because the last thing I would want is for it to affect people going abroad. You know, and
I really
do mean that. And I
there'd be an argument from someone saying, look, we'll take our chances. This is too important not
100%.
To go.
And now you do have your European card, okay, which does cover you. But it's the main thing that was necessary to me was evacuation. That was really the main thing. The Aoife's oncologist even actually said it. She said, look, you have evacuation cover, don't you? I said, I do. She said, that's perfect. You know,
that's if something serious enough happens that you need to get on a medical plane or a medical transport to get home 100%. As quickly as possible.
It's a private jet, basically. You know, it's instant. They make it happen.
Yeah, and that's what you need to cover for in that eventuality.
Now, I did take the chance, Jerry.
Yeah.
Because I did not want to live with the regret. But did I enjoy my 2 weeks? 3 times I went for booking flights to get home within that 2 week period. You know?
Yeah.
You should have that peace of mind, especially when you're paying for it. And health insurance, car insurance, house insurance, it's all about peace of mind. That is the reason we take it out.
That's what they're selling.
That is the reason we pay dearly for it. Correct. But it's peace of mind with a glitch.
Yeah. Erwin, do you think we need a change in this? Do you think the government should do more to say, look...
That needs to be taken out, subject to prior approval. You're either covered or you're not. You know, you're covered for a break-in or you're not. You're covered for accidental damage or not. You know, like, it's the clarification of it. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, and what would you say, look, playing devil's advocate to an insurance company that says, well, look, we don't know what the true cost would be, depending on the circumstances. We might have to rely on a clinician in a hospital in Spain or Portugal to allow it. There might be extra costs for that. And if they made that sort of an argument, that this is a dynamic situation, to use that kind of cold clinical term.
Well, unfortunately, every time you use your insurance, it is a dynamic situation, Jerry, because you don't use it every day.
Yeah.
You know, you don't use it every year. You know, if I said to you, how long do you have car insurance? How often have you utilized it? You know, it's very, very different. You know, your house insurance is the same. Medical insurance is no different. And I do understand the older you get. You know, Aoife was diagnosed at 49. You know, like that would be categorized as very young. You know, as in a young person. You know, she hadn't quite fulfilled her life yet. Do you know what I'm saying? So really, we were still paying an adequate amount of money to grant us that cover and that peace of mind.
Yeah. Did she know about this with the health insurance, Erwin?
I did. I told her.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell Aoife's family because they were very worried about her going abroad.
Yeah.
You know, Aoife knew it and I knew it. And look, and the last thing I wanted to do was to have that regret and say, no, we're not going because of, you know, it would have been very, very difficult to live with.
Yeah. Erwin, I know at the time there was a huge outpouring of emotion in Killorglin when she passed away. I know you did a lot of fundraising afterwards as well for the palliative care centre based on the care you got.
We did. Yeah, we raised over 125,000 for palliative care, Jerry, geared towards the kids' side and facilities. Like they're just amazing inside their palliative care. And I could not even find flaw to the service and the medical team, what they delivered. And the little place that we could actually see little places for improvement was, say, if we asked the kids to step out of the room, which could take up to an hour, because it could be the palliative care consultant, oncologist, and then an occupational therapist could come in afterwards. You could be out, the kids could be out in the hallway for 2 hours, you know, or in a kitchen, you know. So I just felt sometimes illnesses go on for a long period of time, so it should facilitate life going on. So I was saying, like, little workstations that if kids had projects to do for school or college, that they can continue. A sensory room. When I was in there, I noticed that there was a kid there with special needs, and they should feel that they can be entertained also, you know. And the passage of time is a very important thing when you're going through this journey, you know. And kids aren't subject to it all, you know. They shouldn't be. I know you have to tell them so much, but so that's where we raised the money to go towards that.
And coincidentally, this morning, we're going to be talking with HICWA about their survey on end-of-life services, and there are a number of areas that people have suggested they can improve, so at least there would be work done on that. Erwin, look, thanks very much for telling us the story this morning. I know it's been a difficult story to tell, but an important one. I know you agonised over whether it's better to let people know, but I suppose forearmed is forewarned for people out there when it comes to this element of insurance. So thanks so much for giving us your time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, Erwin Kingston there from Killorglin. His wife Aoife passed away last year at the age of 50. And just following on from our interview about the issues that crop up for families and how they deal with cancer, from our interview about the cancer guide yesterday, he got in touch with us on that one. It's one of those things that kind of needs to be clarified. It's a job for our legislators, I'd say, to look at this to see if it can be amended, that insurance companies can say, actually, no, you're, you know, I know you think you have €2 million of cover and you have evacuation cover, but actually, no, you don't.